Welcome back to the Giants pregame show here on Monday alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Kerry Crowley, and it's a pleasure to welcome in our next guest. He's the voice of the Eugene Emeralds, the new Giants affiliate up in High A Ball, Alex Stimson. Alex, what's going on this morning? How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Enjoying a nice, rare off day of what's kind of been a crazy, chaotic season to start, but it's going well. How are you guys doing today? Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. Really looking forward to our conversation, particularly because you get to introduce the Eugene franchise to us. You know, one of our favorite things to do on this show is talk with all the minor league broadcasters, and I'd love to hear about your experience in Eugene, how joining the Giants organization has been this year, and kind of the minor league shakeup that took place this offseason that led you guys into the Giants organization.
Yeah, so just kind of hitting on that note, first and foremost, the big shakeup, that was something that obviously kind of sent ripples and shockwaves, good and bad, kind of all throughout the minor league system. And fortunately for us in Eugene, it worked out great. I mean, we were a Cubs affiliate for the prior six seasons, long history in the Emerald Valley up in Eugene. Team got their start around 1955, but coming aboard being a Giants affiliate, obviously we're kind of in no man's land being in Oregon in terms of an MLB franchise or fan base, kind of halfway between the Bay, halfway between Seattle. But for my money, I mean, there are more Giants fans than Mariners fans tenfold up there. So when we got the opportunity with Kyle Haynes and the Giants organization to sign on for the next 10 years in affiliate, it was pretty much a no-brainer, to be totally honest with you. And it's been awesome so far. I mean, Kyle Haynes, everybody, Eric Fleming on the PR side working with me across the board has made it about as seamless as a transition as it can be, particularly coming off of a six-year run with the Cubs that was great as well. They were a great affiliate, so not to kind of cast a shadow on them, but it's been about as fun as can be so far, not only just aligning with the Giants, but making the move up from short season to High A ball. You could just see the kind of floor of the quality of play that's really been elevated, and it helps that, to be quite honest, we've got a lot of great prospects. We've already seen a couple promoted up to Double A Richmond, and I imagine a couple that will be on the way here in the next couple of weeks, fortunately and unfortunately, selfishly for us. But it's been great so far. Looking forward to the next decade working with the Giants and working with you guys as well.
Well, that's really great to hear. And as you mentioned, the Eugene Emeralds roster is stacked this year. A lot of first-round picks on that roster. And one of the guys who Marty and I love to talk about on this show all the time, Will Wilson, because he can hit. And he's someone who the Giants acquired in that 2019 winter meetings deal. It was an interesting trade. What have you seen from Wilson so far this season at the plate? Because we want to know more about his bat.
Yeah, talking about Will Wilson, I mean, seeing a guy so young, a first-round pick that was traded so early, when we're trying to acquaint ourselves with the roster and prospects, I kept kind of double-taking to say, well, they traded this guy away, and it was basically a salary dump, you know, and he's remarkable. I mean, everything that he does out there, at the field, at the plate, he just looks very composed. You never see him really make any bad swings, certainly back-to-back bad swings. His swing isn't very long, but he generates a lot of power from it. Can kind of hit it to all fields. And then defensively, he is just a savant out there. He's just really smooth. You know, he makes really, it sounds cliche, but the really unroutine plays look very routine. You kind of overlook it sometimes. But Wilson's been awesome. He and Patrick Bailey, coincidentally, college teammates, guys that were standing up in each other's wedding, have been continuing to lead off the top of the order for us. And it's just pretty remarkable to have two first rounders with such diverse but really interesting skill sets kind of just anchoring the lineup for us.
Yeah, to me, from a human being perspective, it's remarkable that you've got two first rounders, two 21-year-old kids who are already married. But that's a topic for another day. We're chatting with Alex Stimson, the voice of the Eugene Emeralds, new Giants High A affiliate. One of the players who you guys have already lost to Double A Richmond because of the promotion, Caleb Killian, the numbers that he put up in that league were eye-popping. What did you see from the right-hander, the eighth-round draft pick in a few years ago when the Giants went all hitters in the first 10 rounds except for Caleb Killian?
Yeah, Killian might be the star of the bunch. I mean, he's one that maybe isn't quite as highly billed at least entering the season for a lot of the prospects. He just cracked the top 30 on the MLB rankings. But he was exceptional in every single start. I mean, it was pretty clear and apparent why he deserved to get promoted so quickly. In his last start, he fired 6 2/3 perfect innings. Picked up 10 strikeouts over 7 innings. So he was just remarkable, and he really showcased what I thought was a pretty stellar and deep arsenal of pitches, and mixed his pitches, mixed his speeds, mixed his locations really, really well, and kind of used tempo as a weapon in his arsenal too, which is something we're starting to see, at least with my work with Oregon baseball. You see it a little bit more in the college ranks, some younger pitchers starting to lean on tempo as a bit of a weapon, and Killian was someone who did that, but again, just not just leaning on one, two, three, but four, five, six different pitches that he can have. All of them seem to be plus pitches, and just how he moved it all over the zone, how he was so composed in and out of every start, really never got too far out over his skis. He was a fun guy to watch. I selfishly, again, wish I could have watched him longer, but certainly well-deserving the promotion, and someone that I think myself and Giants fans alike should be watching pretty closely over the next year or so, because the upside's really there, and he's got a lot of talent.
I don't think it's any surprise to hear about the Giants stressing tempo with a pitcher, but really important that Caleb Killian has taken to that at the low levels of the minor leagues. So that's a great insight from you there. I don't think we can talk Eugene Emerald's baseball without talking about the 2020 first-round pick in this Giants organization, Pat Bailey, switch-hitting catcher out of North Carolina State. You already mentioned him. What have you seen from him in the way that he handles the pitching staff? Because when he was drafted, that was something that Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris really talked up in terms of a skill set and an asset to this Giants organization.
Oh, I'm really glad you brought that up right out of the gate, because that's the thing that jumps off the page. I mean, beyond the fact that he is the most recent first-round pick and he's starting his pro ball career in high A, which is notable just that right there, to see what Farhan and the squad think of him. He's just, to be honest, from my perspective, just really funny to watch, and just how kind of calm and composed, but kind of the swagger he carries behind home plate, how he kind of communicates with umpires, how he calls a game, how he's pretty much usually half the time making the third strike call and sending it around the horn before the ump has even let a syllable out of his mouth. But he does have that kind of, I don't know, bravado. I mean, you could see it the way he kind of calls a game back there, the way he carries himself. And again, he's just got kind of a, almost like a Paul Bunyan-esque kind of swagger. You know, you feel like this guy just being around him is destined for better things. So it's just more of a matter of, all right, well, how long are we going to have him in Eugene? But he's been fun. And again, just for a guy that's starting his pro career at such a high level and already finding success, a switch hitting catcher pretty routinely at the top of the lineup for us in the leadoff spot, which says a lot, I think, right there. But he and Will Wilson, again, like, just to have those two right out of the gate, just setting the tone at the top of the lineup for us and maybe in the future for the Giants as well. It's really exciting, because those guys have a lot of talent, and they're still, particularly on Bailey's side, really just kind of tapping into it.
Hey, Alex, before we let you go here, one more for you. We've covered the great top prospects who every Giants fan who's, you know, interested in the farm system knows about, but there's also some under-the-radar players who are really thriving at the beginning of the season with the Eugene affiliate. Who are some of the guys who've caught your eye who may not have had that type of attention yet in the Giants farm system?
I think Kaiwei Tang is probably the first guy that jumps off the page. Big 6'5", 260 right-hander. And he's a guy that when he throws bullpen sessions, he generates a crowd. I mean, the entire pitching staff crowds around him slowly but surely, and you find them kind of looking at each other out of the side of their eyes like, he just threw that? Oh, my goodness. And he just got some nasty stuff and really isn't afraid to kind of mess around with the different pitches as well. So he's someone that jumps off the page. And then two guys that actually we just had leave for Olympic qualifying, Diego Rincones and Ismael Munguia. Rincones joining the Venezuelan team, Munguia for the Nicaraguan team. I think both those guys are pretty raw in their certain respects, very different. Rincones very barrel-chested and kind of a power hitter, whereas Munguia maybe more of a kind of a speedster, I guess, if you will. But they both have really kind of unique skill sets that I think would be fun to kind of watch as they continue to develop. So those three jump off the board. And then Ryan Walker, just with his unique, really unique delivery. I know we probably don't have enough time to go on it, but Walker's a guy that if you're unfamiliar with Walker, I would get familiar with Walker, because he could be a fun guy to watch as he continues to develop the very unique pitching motion.
Well, we will do that in the coming weeks. Alex Stimson, thank you so much for joining our Giants pregame show today. We really appreciate the insight, sir.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me, Kerry. You take it easy, buddy.
All right. We will check back in with Alex later on this season. A lot of exciting things going up with High A Eugene. A lot more to come on this Giants pregame show. Up next, Mark Simon joining KMBR 104.5 680 The Sports Leader.